Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A with Mamalarkey. They are originally from Austin, but they're based out of LA, but they are gracing us here today in Studio 1A and Cheer Up Charlie's tomorrow night, and they'll be joined by Indoor Creature, Being Dead, and Lolita Lynn. Guys, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you. We're really excited.
What are we going to hear first?
This song is tentatively called Hero. It's a brand new one.
Special. That's Mamalarkey with a brand new tune called Hero, tentatively called Hero. We are in Studio 1A, and they are playing a show tomorrow night at Cheer Up Charlie's, joined by Indoor Creature, Being Dead, and Lolita Lynn. It's a stellar lineup, and it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal show. I'm joined here today by Livy Bennett, also joined by Dylan Hill on drums, Norcon on the bass, and Michael Hunter on the keys. Guys, once again, hello, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So you guys are originally out of Austin and now are based in LA, and
that's
we'll get to that in a second, but y'all are on a small tour right now.
Yeah, this and is our last stop.
Before getting back to LA.
Yeah.
So how has it been?
It's been amazing. We really were not expecting as much support as we got, so every show pretty much exceeded our expectations, and that was more than we could ask for.
Well, like I said before this, you know, the music speaks for itself. People recognize y'all's wonderful music, and they want to go see it live.
Thank
How have y'all been occupying your time on tour?
Singing, lots of singing in the car.
Dylan and I brought our Nintendo Switches.
Nice.
So big Switch heads over
here. We've been
playing
Smash.
Yeah, Smash is a big popular game in this band. They're the two reigning champs, Dylan and Noor, so can't keep up.
Well, me. It's really between the two of us, it's me.
The big popular game with all of us millennials.
True.
Exactly. I dare say. Now, y'all sound, it's the lighter side of psychedelic music, which I really like. I like both sides of the psychedelic coin, but I specifically love that y'all aren't really trying to replicate or reinvent anything. It's just this really great music, a sprinkling of lots of different influences, and of course, a big, thick layer of your own originality. Can you talk a little bit about the influences of the band?
Yeah, I can try. I would say Dylan's kind of like straight ahead rock, likes like kind of like the band, stuff like that. Michael's definitely jazz influenced, which has influenced me a lot in turn. Both of them have. I don't really know. I listen to a little bit of everything. Psych for sure, folk, jazz, all of that stuff. And Noor, you listen to probably the most new music. Like, you're always showing me really good new bands, so.
Probably right.
Yeah. Like, judging from the car ride, yeah.
It's always great to have the people who, like, have all of that back knowledge, and then there's always the current person who, like, yeah, kind of can connect all of the dots, and then you just get a great spectrum of music, really.
I was really enjoying our car ride jams.
Yeah, the car jams have been really, really,
we might make a playlist.
Honestly,
we're talking
really
about
should.
It. Y'all would enjoy
it. The world
it.
Needs to hear this.
Tour tunes.
Exactly.
So y'all used to be based out of Austin, and one of y'all still is, and Michael still is here in Austin. Can you talk a little bit about the move, the decision to move to LA, and how that's affected your songwriting and your approach to just musicianship in general?
Absolutely. I was actually going to school in this building, studying music, and I got a job offer in LA, so I hopped over there and decided I would try to spread the word of Mom Malarkey a little bit. And then eventually, you know, Dylan had to save up, he moved out, and we were doing duo stuff, looking for a bassist, still sending song ideas, playing together when we were together in Austin. And then we found Noor, and that was amazing, and she comes over to my house every day, plays bass with me, you know. She's also in the music industry in LA, so it's really fun. It's a fun dynamic.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. We're here in Studio 1A with Mom Malarkey, formerly of Austin, still kind of part of Austin, and now based out of LA. They're playing tomorrow night at Cheer Up Charlie's. They'll be joined by Indoor Creature, Being Dead, and Lolita Lynn. Can we hear the next song?
Absolutely.
Maybe when I'm
I love that song every time I hear it. I love it more and more. That's Non-Monogamy. That is by Mama Larky. They're joining us in Studio 1A this afternoon. Ahead of their show at Cheer Up Charlie's tomorrow night, they'll be joined by Indoor Creature, Being Dead, and Lolita Lynn. Livvy, Noor, Michael, Dylan, thank you guys again so much for being here with us this
Anytime.
Afternoon.
Hopefully again soon.
I hope so too. You can check out the two songs you've heard, the interview, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org, and we've got some wonderful people to thank for putting this together. Today's Studio 1A, mixed by Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon, and we've got Nick Griffin helping out on the cameras as well. Deidre Gott is our awesome Studio 1A producer, and my name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
He likes the warmth in my eyes.